Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. And we're going to be concluding talking about overcoming temptations from the enemy. We know that Satan comes tempting us with evil to bring forth the word out of our heart so it will not produce fruit in our life. He also wants to steal, kill, and destroy in any aspect. And he's going to test your faith, to try your faith, to stop the production of it. Well, we're talking about how to get victory. And we're going to be going through some of the principles we've already mentioned and completing this today. To get victory, first of all, you must know what God will do in every situation in temptation. And what does he do? He provides a way of escape. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there is no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer or leave you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. Every time the enemy comes, God will make a way to escape. Remember Jairus? Jairus was on the way to see his daughter be healed, and then the word came that the daughter was dead, and then the temptation added to it, why trouble the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard what was spoken, he said, be not afraid, only believe. Here we see that the way of escape out of that temptation was provided immediately because the Lord spoke forth the word that would keep him on track to not give place to that temptation to give up. And you must understand that God is going to be there and he will provide the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. That word bear means to stand in resistance to it. A second principle is you must know that God did not bring that temptation of evil. James 1:13, let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man, talking about tempting us with evil. He does not bring any of the destructive things. God corrects us, teaches us, and trains us through his word. He does not use evil or the devil to accomplish his will in our life. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18. The Bible says also that he will run to our aid. Another thing it's important for you to know, when there's temptation, God will run to help you and aid you if you'll listen to him. The Bible says that he himself has suffered being tempted. He's able to run to the aid of them that are tempted. God will be there on the scene. A fourth principle for you to get victory is knowing that God will deliver you out of it, and he knows how to do it. 2 Peter 2:9, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations. The godly are those who are the hearers and the doers of the word. You've got to be a hearer and a doer of what God says in order to come out of that temptation. A fifth thing is you cannot compromise the word of God in any area. And we saw previously the scriptures in Daniel chapter 3 dealing with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Here they were going to be thrown into the fiery furnace if they did not bow down and worship that image of Nebuchadnezzar. Well, they refused to bow down, and they were uncompromised. They said, if you throw us in the furnace, our God is able and will deliver us. If you don't throw us in the furnace, we will not serve you. And this is the attitude we have to have. We have to have an uncompromised stand that we're not going to bow. If you won't bow, you won't burn. Another principle that's important is you must always realize that this temptation is coming from the devil, and he uses different means in order to accomplish this. In Romans chapter 8, verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? The who is a person. And who is that? That is the devil. Satan is the one. And it talks about that he's the one who sees us as sheep for the slaughter. Then it goes on and talks about what. It says, shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. Any of these means, the devil is going to use all kinds of means to try to bring separation from the love of Christ, and he tempts you to bring his destruction. He accounts us as sheep for the slaughter. But praise God, the truth is, in verse 37, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And you've got to be persuaded that whatever the enemy brings is not going to separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The enemy is not going to get place, because you are going to recognize who it is and what he's doing, and you know that you're more than a conqueror, and you can overcome in your life. Praise God. Another principle that's important to get the victory is you're going to have the Word of God in your heart and working as you speak it forth with your mouth. The way Jesus dealt successfully with temptation was to speak to it, to resist the devil, and speak that word. Jesus would say, "It is written." He gave the answer to the devil's temptation with the Word of God. "It is written." And that's what you're going to have to do. You've got to learn to get that Word in your heart, and you're going to have to learn to speak forth the Word of God. You know, if you keep the Word before you, control your mind, protect your heart, and as you speak the Word is putting up that shield of faith which will extinguish the fiery darts of the wicked one. Praise God, we can overcome if you'll keep the Word before you. Another principle is staying prayed up to get the victory. Matthew 26, verse 41, the Bible says, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation." Remember, you have to enter into it. The temptation is not sin. It's whether or not you enter into it. And you need to watch and pray. Be vigilant. Be spiritually tuned in to what's going on. And be a person of prayer. A person who prays a lot is built up spiritually, and they will discern things that are going on in the spirit. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Your spirit is willing and ready, but the flesh is strengthless and will not be able to overcome. Another principle that's important is when temptations come at you, you need to keep your joy. In James 1:2, the Bible says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations." We're supposed to be rejoicing in the Lord and keep that joy when the temptations come against us. Knowing this, it's the trying of your faith. The temptation is trying your faith in order to stop its production. And you must keep joy. Keep that rejoicing spirit about you. You know, the Bible says in Philippians 4:4, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again I say rejoice. God wants you to rejoice in him always. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, "Rejoice evermore." Rejoicing is not dependent upon your circumstances. It's not dependent upon the way you feel. It is dependent upon you choosing to obey the Word of God, and joy is your strength. Nehemiah 8:10, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." The word strength, when you look it up, it means a fortified place of protection. The joy of the Lord is your fortified place of protection. It is a spiritual force, one of the fruit of the Spirit, that is released out of you, that is going to enable you to maintain that faith. It protects your faith and will see forth the victory over that temptation. Another principle that goes along with this is patience. In James 1:2 that we referred to earlier, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, the trying of your faith worketh patience." Let patience, that means steadfastness, being constant, steadfast, fixed, unchanging, and not yielding when you're pressed by the enemy. Let that patience have its perfect work, that you might be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The Bible says, James 1:12, "Blessed is the man who endures the temptation." If you're going to endure it, you're going to be steadfast. And it's important that you maintain that steadfastness, because the battleground is in the soul realm. And Luke 21:19 says, "In your patience, in your steadfastness, possess ye your souls." And that's where the battle's going on. You can't give place to that enemy. You've got to be sure that you're going to resist him and be steadfast on the Word of God. Another principle is having wisdom. We need wisdom. It goes on in James 1:5. It says, "If any of you lack wisdom," that's being able to see the broad picture, to be able to really discern things clearly, "if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." When you ask, be sure you ask in faith. Nothing wavering. You know, God's a God who responds to faith. And when you receive that wisdom, you'll be able to see what's going on, and you'll be able to see things in the Spirit and clearly understand what the devil's trying to do, because you've got to see it from God's perspective. Another principle is you got to be single-minded on the Word. The Bible goes on and says, "Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We can't be double-minded. We can't have our mind on God one minute and a mind on what the enemy's bringing the next minute. You need to be single-minded on the words. Jesus was single-minded on the Word. He spoke the Word, resist the devil, and he was fleeing from him. Another thing you need to know is that God is a good God. He didn't bring this temptation. Don't blame God ever for the thing. He's not the one that brought the temptation with evil. It is the devil. The Bible says that every good gift, every perfect gift from above cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. We've got to keep our eyes on the Lord, and don't ever blame God, because He's not causing the problem. Another important thing is we got to keep ourselves out of areas of sin. Keep yourself from speaking the negatives. Watch that you keep your eyes upon the Lord. The Bible says, be swift to hear. Listen to what the Holy Spirit's telling you. Slow to speak. Slow to wrath. Don't react and get angry or upset. And don't speak negative things. You want to speak forth what the Word says. And you need that engrafted Word, which is able to save your soul. It's going to give you victory and deliver you from the attack of the enemy coming against the soulish realm. Another principle that's important is being a hearer and a doer of the Word of God. James chapter 1, verse 22, the Bible says, "Be doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If any be a hearer of the Word, not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. He beholds himself, goes his way, straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty," that's the Word of God, "and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." We've got to be a doer of the Word and continue in it. You know, John 8:31 says, if you continue in the Word, you're his disciples, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. As we close today, let me encourage you to take hold of these principles and apply them in your life. Do what the Word says, speak the Word, and watch and pray, and don't enter into that thing, but do the Word, and God will set you free from the temptations of the enemy. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today,